Historian's note. This story takes place in the 8th year of Jean-Luc Picard's command of the Enterprise D, after the events chronicled in All Good Things, and prior to those described in Generations. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, The Next Generation, Crossover, by Michael Jan Friedman. Read by Jonathan Frakes.
Spock looked out on the 40 or so Romulans standing amid a sea of industrial cargo containers in a vast storage chamber. Most of their faces were unfamiliar to him. Still, they were fellow unificationists. Until now, Spock and his followers had restricted their activities to Romulus. Now on this outer world known as Constanthus, they would spread the word of Surok further than it had ever been spread before. As one, every Romulan in the room lifted his or her hand in the Vulcan greeting. Spock returned the gesture. Live long and prosper, followers of Surok. The one called Balon, to whom this building belonged, responded in the prescribed manner. Peace and long life to you, teacher. We are in a safe place and may speak freely here. Spock nodded and began the speech he had prepared. Followers of Surok, you honor me with your presence. You show great courage in attempting to bridge the gap between our two peoples who are one in blood. In the months to come...